You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Logan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're great. What was the highlight of your weekend, Logan?
The highlight of my weekend was maybe not so much a highlight for me, but a highlight for everybody who got to witness it. I took a trip up to Keystone, ski resort this weekend, was having a good time. And yesterday I decided to attack the largest jumps that they've got at the Keystone Terrain Park, and I ended up kind of going buck wild on the biggest one at the end. And
what'd you shatter?
Went flailing down the landing. I didn't shatter anything, but I am in a good amount of back pain from landing.
That's what you get for trying to show off one last time, Logan.
There's that feeling that, you get when the people on the chairlift go like, woo, when you do something cool.
Yeah. But this time they went, oh!
Yeah, this time they were, ooh.
Ouch, man. That's not good.
Yeah. Well.
It was entertaining.
Is there any video of this incident?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to send us that immediately.
Yeah, we will want to see it, Logan. So you know our number. Text it to us.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Now, you say for sure, but you really have to do it. You've got to send us the video.
I got you guys. Right after I hang up, I'll text it over.
Perfect. You're the best. Okay. I want to see it.
Do we have your permission to post it? Should we decide to?
I'll send you guys the zoomed in version of it. So that you can
That's
see my
perfect.
Arm, like,
That's what we want. Yep. All right, man.
Well, good for you. You ready to play a little rattle off with your boys?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, 10 seconds. Give us the names of 5 wild cats. So I'm not talking about house cats, but the ones that are out in the wild. 5 different types of wild cats. Ready and go.
Okay, got a puma, lynx, tiger, cougar, lion, mountain lion, panther.
You just absolutely
You know your wild cats.
Yeah. Man, that makes you a winner! Not that good on the slopes, but you're really good at rattle off.
Heck yeah.
All right, Logan, listen, you stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to visit with you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
Thank
you bet,
you
man.
For listening. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. I want to see that video, too.
Yeah.
Abby, do you want to see the video of Logan biting it up at, what do you say, Keystone? You want to see it,
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll get it up. We
Bring
will.
It on. What was the highlight of your weekend, Abby?
I almost bowled a perfect game this weekend.
Whoa, smell you.
So how many strikes did you start with?
I think the start was where I messed up the most. I got a bear, and then I almost had a gutter. Could have been really bad, but I brought it back.
Nice.
Wait a minute. It doesn't sound like anywhere near a perfect game.
She said she was close.
I know. I said near perfect game.
Near.
But,
Well, how many strikes did you end up with?
Oh, I would have to consult the boyfriend for that. Probably 8.
Okay, that's good.
That's not bad.
That's good. It's really good.
Are you a professional bowler or just for funsies?
No, it's just for funsies. I started off with Wii bowling, as everyone does when they're a kid.
Sure. And the rest is history.
Exactly.
We went bowling about a month ago, and I got to tell you, we put the bumpers up, and I had the time of my life. I don't care if I'm
it's
a grown adult. It's so fun with the bumpers.
Were you trying to intentionally bounce it off all
ding, 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 and then it turns into pinball.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's so fun.
So I'm just a once-a-year bowler. That's it. And for now, it's been at least 3 years at least since I've been.
What's going on?
Several years ago. So just to show that I'm not a professional, several years ago, I started with 7 strikes. And yeah, and then a spare, then strike, strike.
Wow.
In the 10th frame and a nine. So technically, I was like one pin from perfect, is what they say. Anyway,
it's really
well done.
That ended
up being a 278. What was your score, Abby? Do you remember?
Oh.
Do we need to consult the boyfriend again?
We might have to consult the boyfriend again because we played for at least 2 hours that night. What do you think the score was?
You didn't take a picture of it? Everybody
it's
takes a picture.
It's got to be your all-time big score. How do you not have it memorized?
Were you in the 200s? You were in the 200s.
She was drunk.
You had a couple pictures in you, didn't you?
It was in the mid-200s.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's great.
I'm usually like right around 70.
Jeremy still owes me from a bet he did 10 years ago.
I suck at bowling. I'm the guy that took bowling in high school, too, as one of the electives. To get out of something. Yeah, it was an elective, so you could take bowling. And yeah, I did that.
A lot more fun.
It was fun. It was ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, the 2 years I went to college before I dropped out, one of my electives one semester was bowling too.
Like, why not? This seems easy. I got an A, and you move on with your life.
You know, this shows the entertaining differences, you know, between people, Abby, because there's no way that either Jeremy or I would ever forget the score of a game like that.
Oh,
whereas
yeah, and
you,
I would
you're
take
like,
a picture.
I don't even know. Yeah, what was it? It was like 2-something.
That's all right. They were just,
I know,
you were drinking.
Was
and
so busy.
It was a date
exactly.
night for you, right? It was just a fun little date
it
night.
It was a date night.
You guys married? Did you say boyfriend?
No. It's boyfriend right now.
How long you been with him?
In a few days, it'll be 8 months we've been together.
Things going pretty well?
Yeah, we're leaving for Hawaii this morning, so.
Oh, things are going really good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Traveling together.
Mm-hmm. Is this your first big trip together?
Yes, it is.
This could go really good or really bad.
This is a milestone event, and this is how you decide if you guys are meant to be together, if you can travel like that. Which island are you going to?
We're going to Honolulu.
Okay, so you're going to Oahu. That's good. All right, well, good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Think he's going to propose?
Well, that would be ideal, but I'm not done with college yet, so we're going to wait.
So you do want to marry him, though. This is it for you. You're in love. Smitten.
8 months and you know, huh?
It's pretty quick. He's a good kisser?
Smitten, absolutely smitten.
He's a good kisser, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You'll probably be doing a lot of that in Hawaii.
That's a yes or a no.
Yeah.
You didn't really say
yes right off the bat. You gave me a little giggle.
I was not expecting this when I called in this morning.
I'm just curious, you know, if he's a good kisser. Like,
well, this is what happens when you call Tom and Jeremy. You're going to get the third degree from us.
You're going to be kissing him the rest of your life.
Yeah. All right. Well, now I know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Where did you meet him?
So we met actually through the band program at CU. He graduated the year after I started, and I'm still in the program.
Da-na-na-na-na. Hey, you want a date? Da-na-na-na-na. Is that how it went down?
Well, not exactly.
No? Okay. Well,
we'll pretend it went that way.
Well, it gives me an opportunity to play this.
And one time at band camp.
It's a classic.
Please. Oh, my God.
What instrument do you play? Tell me it's the flute.
It's not the flute. I'm on drumline.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's impressive.
That's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're not somewhere where you have your drums with you right now, are you?
No.
That's too bad.
It's too
bad. I
want to
hear some of that.
We're going to get you to play for us.
What does he play?
He's a trumpet player.
Listen, before we get ourselves into trouble, we're going to say thank you very much for calling. We did already get a winner with Radulov, but you have been so charming, Abby. Are you an Abigail in real life?
Yes, I am.
Well, Abigail, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great day, okay?
See you later.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Isn't she the sweetest?
Really
Aloha.
Nice. Really nice.